Over the years, I've traveled through numerous countries in Latin America, Asia, Europe, the Middle East, and Africa, preaching the good news of Christ and conducting discipleship and leadership seminars. Recently, I was passing through Jordan, where they speak Arabic. Then I went to Cyprus, where they speak Greek, then off to Germany, then to France, and I don't speak any of those languages. So I tried to fit in as best I could, but the fit was not exact. What I wore and the language I spoke told everyone I was a foreigner. This is much like our life in Christ. We are foreigners in this world because our citizenship is in heaven. And we're instructed by God to be in this world, but not of it. But He's also appointed us ambassadors to carry His message throughout the world. Now, how do we put these two commands together? The answer is found by studying the life of Jesus Christ. He did not find His identity or purpose in this world. Instead, He carried out His Father's redemptive plan to give Himself for our sins that He might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God. His pleasure was found in doing the will of God. And so it should be for us, Christ's ambassadors. We must see ourselves as pilgrims on a mission. We are to model the life of Christ. As we seek to communicate to the unbelieving world around us, friend, I urge you to pray that God would show you the best way to share Christ with unbelievers you know and count on the leading of the Holy Spirit as you live a life of daily discipleship. In this world, but not of it. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.